Because cities and farms in the Southwest rely so heavily on the Colorado River, its last 100 miles in northern Mexico runs dry. It's a clear illustration that every drop of the river is spoken for. Luke Runyon traveled to the Delta to see what that looks like firsthand.
I started my journey in Sonora, Mexico. Something remarkable happened here 5 years ago. Water again flowed into parts of the Colorado River Delta. It only lasted for 8 weeks, but it had a profound impact on those who witnessed it.
In March 23rd of...
It was known as the pulse flow, flujo pulso in Spanish. Around 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, water began spilling through the dam on the U.S.-Mexico border. It took a few days for it to reach the bridge leading into the border city of San Luis, Rio, Colorado.
And you think of it as this wall of water that's going to come down, but it really was this creeping tongue of water across the sand.
That's Jennifer Pitt. Back then, she worked for the Environmental Defense Fund and says the pulse flow was a culmination of years of negotiation. We chatted in the sandy riverbed where she remembers dozens of people sitting in lawn chairs waiting for the water.
They started getting up just one by one, people coming over to the water and like getting down on their hands and knees and just putting their hand, you know, just touching it. It was like the arrival, the great arrival of the river.
A spontaneous festival started, complete with mariachi music, vendors, horses, and boats. But from where we're standing now, you'd never know the West's mightiest river was supposed to flow here.
We'd been saying for years, we want to do this for nature and for people. And I don't think any of us who were saying those words, and for people, quite understood the and for people that happened, that we saw here, because it was a spectacle.
Crisóforo Arcos can remember fishing in the river as a boy in the 1960s. In work clothes with a silver mustache, he recalls seeing the flow from his small town of Miguel Alemán, which sits along the Colorado River's main channel in Mexico.
There was the time here. Everyone in the community, the people of San Luis Rio, Colorado, came to the river to enjoy themselves. But it was a very low level of water, very, very little. This was years ago, and since then, we haven't seen any water.
So, how did we get here? The Colorado River used to flow regularly into the Delta until the 1960s. Now the river is tapped out. A massive plumbing system pulls its water away from its channel and sends it to farmland and cities on both sides of the border. It's around 10 at night, and local writers have gathered for a poetry reading at La Libreria, a bookstore in downtown San Luis. One by one, writers stand at the front of the room and read their work, much of it focusing on the river. After the event, I talk with local architect Nancy Saldana outside on the sidewalk in the yellow glow of the streetlights. She was born in San Luis.
The day it arrived was like you feel that a part of you has come back. I think it's like when you lose something in your gut, something inside you. That for us is the water. This is the river.
Eso es el agua. Eso es el río.
Saldana says the pulse flow captured people's imagination. There are ongoing talks for the city to create a riverfront park. But they're still working on finding enough water to run through the channel on a regular basis.
I don't believe that if there hadn't been the pulse flow, I don't think we would have had as much hope.
Hope, she says, in the radical idea that rivers can and should have water. I'm Luke Runyon in Sonora, Mexico.